today's program, we're looking at big LGBTI stories of last year and this. Well, gay conversion is one of those, or as it's called, reparative therapy, or praying the gay away. It's still alive and well in Australia, and like some believe, it's not an American import. Many who have gone through the process have reported lingering feelings of shame and, for some, suicidal thoughts, as the touted miracle cure failed to work for them. The treatment faced a setback last year when a court in New Jersey, USA, found a Jewish conversion group had committed consumer fraud by peddling the practice. Maya Nguyen-Emmett has more.
Lots of prayer, there were some exorcisms.
Anthony Van Brown had been living a lie for most of his life. At 20 and confused about his sexuality, Anthony underwent gay conversion therapy through his church.
They went through my wardrobe and removed clothes that they felt were what they would have called gay or homosexual at that time. And so there was very much a lot of pressure to try and mould me into something that I wasn't.
Anthony went on to become a preacher. He married, had two daughters, but eventually left the church to live openly gay. Since 2000, Anthony has been running various support services, including Ambassadors and Bridge Builders International, to help victims of ex-gay therapies.
There will be experiences of depression, other mental health issues, thoughts of suicide and attempts of suicide. And all these things have been well documented in research of the harm of ex-gay conversion reparative therapies.
Now, a court ruling in the US, described as a landmark civil rights verdict, has given hope to Australian victims. In a world first, a jury in New Jersey agreed that ex-gay therapy, which promises to turn gay men straight, was consumer fraud and awarded damages to the victims under the state's consumer protection laws. Alex Greenwich, independent member for Sydney, is hopeful this ruling will speed up progress to make gay conversion therapy illegal in Australia.
In 2013, I introduced a motion to the New South Wales Parliament that was unanimously supported, basically highlighting the dangers and risks of ex-gay reparative therapy.
Alex Greenwich says a bill to ban ex-gay therapy is a top priority for this coming parliamentary session.
New South Wales LGBTI Working Party, which has members of Labor Party, Liberal Party, National Party, Greens and myself as an independent, are currently working out a legislative agenda for this coming term. And obviously one of the items at the top of that is a bill to ban reparative therapy. So we're still working on that. And hopefully in the coming months we'll know how it will be proceeding.
Alex Greenwich says the ruling might even prompt legal action from Australian ex-gay therapy victims.
It may be an interesting situation for people who have been put through ex-gay reparative therapy to also look at our consumer protection laws and to see if there is scope for them to take legal action here.
According to Roland Mueller, Senior Associate at Park Lawyers, Australians may have a case under our own consumer protection laws. So would you say that if a case like in New Jersey had been presented here, that there might have been a similar successful verdict for the plaintiffs?
There might have been, but again, any claim of that type needs to be looked at in detail and obviously consumer laws change over time, as do community standards as well. It also depends upon how long ago the treatment was provided, when the negative effect came through from the treatment, and what the state of the law was at the particular point in time. I think having regard to some of the differences between the Australian laws and the various federal and state-based consumer protection laws in America, there certainly are similarities.
Anthony Van Brown says the effects of ex-gay therapy are not only devastating, they are also long-lasting.
What's really sad, Maria, is that sometimes the impact that this has had on them can be long-lasting. But for many people, these are ongoing impacts, post-traumatic stress disorder being one of those things that can continue on. And I even know of people which today are on, welfare benefits because they're actually incapable of working because of the many years of them living with this self-loathing, self-hatred and internal cognitive dissonance and conflict.
For Anthony Van Brown, the New Jersey verdict sends two important messages.
Well, I think it will once again be a warning to people who, number one, are practicing or have this philosophy that homosexuality is a sin and can be changed. I'm warning to them once again that their days are numbered and that they're being held to account for the things that they're saying. And of course, you know, once that has been done as well, it does send a strong message, I think, to LGBT young people within Christian contexts and for religious families, that when they're hearing all this terrible stuff from their peers or from their families or from their church, they're getting another message, which is saying, no, this is a fraud.
CEO of Ambassadors at Bridge Builders International, Anthony Van Brown, ending that report by Maria Nguyen Emmett. And if you are struggling with sexual identity issues, you can call Bridge Builders International on 02-9699-2448 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.